Simon & Schuster presents Sit, Stay, Love by Amy Hutton. Narrated by Emma Leonard.
For Dad.
Chapter 1. One Sunday. Couldn't she just have one Sunday that didn't involve lying in the dirt searching for kittens? Are you sure they're under here? Sarah called over her shoulder as she wiggled beneath the house. The beam from her torch bounced off a cluster of old paint tins. Definitely, the woman said. At least I think so. From where Sarah was lying, all she could see was the woman's feet and the hot pink nail polish adorning her perfectly pedicured toes. She sighed. I should get a pedi. Though what would be the point? She was always wearing boots. Turning back to the jumble of bric-a-brac cluttering the home's foundations, Sarah pushed aside a cobweb and wiggled forward commando style, all elbows and knees. Her torch caught a glint of something in the gloom. A jet black ball of fluff was pressed against the wall, its eyes wide and its back arched. Sarah edged closer, hand slowly extending towards the terrified kitten. It swatted at her, then hissed, so bold and fierce that she quietly laughed. It's okay, little one, she whispered. With a swift grab, she had the spitting creature by the scruff of the neck. Come on, tough guy. Let's get you safe. She cradled the kitten in the crook of her arm, stuffed her torch into her bra, and wormed backwards across the rough ground, reversing butt first into the daylight. One, she said. Her dog, Buffy, bounded forward and licked her face. Ew, Buff. She shooed away the excited Staffordshire Terrier cross, pushed herself up with a low groan and handed the kitten to the woman with the pink pedi. Take this one for a sec? Buffy continued to bounce about eagerly. Is your dog okay? The woman asked, holding the kitten aloft like Simba in the opening scene of The Lion King. Sarah arranged the pet crate on the shaded part of the woman's deck. She's fine. She loves kittens. The woman nodded and tentatively showed her tiny charge to the wagging dog, who slurped the kitten with an enormous pink tongue. Sarah took the soggy kitten and popped it into the crate. It scurried to the back, cowering on a red tartan blanket and hissing furiously. Buffy lay beside the crate, her head between her paws and her tail thumping on the wooden deck. Do you think there's more? The woman asked, frowning at the excited dog. Where there's one, there's usually more. An hour later, filthy, sweaty, and with a smear of dead rat goo on her hand, Sarah had the last of them. That seemed...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?